on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local activist believes the NPA has let society down by not prosecuting anyone in the Gwe Gwe case. It's been a public outcry after it was alleged the young girl was sexually assaulted at her school in Matatiele in the Eastern Cape last October. In a statement yesterday, the NPA said there isn't enough evidence for a successful prosecution. Nadia Bernan from the Rapid Response Team on Gender-Based Violence says this is common in rape cases.
There's always no trace of DNA or not enough evidence, and the process in itself is exhausting. Thousands of rape victims and survivors that were watching this case closely to see how it goes. And it goes back to that in reality, our South African law protects sexual predators.
Bernan says that as activists, there's little they can do once the government is involved.
Our government officials are not gender sensitive. They are not equipped to handle any GBV-related cases. Only way we are going to close these gaps is when government starts working hand in hand with civil society organizations on the ground that have become first responders.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli believes that improving infrastructure in communities can play a role in reducing crime. He visited Umlazi's U section yesterday, just hours after eight people were killed in a mass shooting incident. The victims had been drinking inside a tavern when they came under fire on Friday night.
And the issue of the environmental design are other factors that ought to be addressed, like the issue of the high mast lights, to ensure that it's not easy even for the criminals to commit such a crime when there is lightning at night. And the other service delivery issues, which will be engaging with the metro and which might also warrant us as provincial government, in fact, to come on board so as to ensure that people live in an environment that is much more safer.
And abroad, two people have died and 19 others injured after a Mexican Navy training ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. Officials say the ship, carrying over 200 people, snapped all three of its masts as it collided with the landmark. And finally, thousands of people have crossed the finish line in KZN's biggest family walk. The 21st edition of the Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk is underway. KZN Sports MEC Mdomuhle Kawula is also there. Speaking before the 5 kilometer start, here's East Coast Radio's managing director Mzuvele Mthethwa.
I just want to send a very big thank you to KZN for coming out this morning, walking the beautiful promenade. More than 22,000 people braved the morning today to experience the warmth, the ambience, and the vibe that's here at the promenade.
Your top story this hour, a local activist believes the NPA has let society down by not prosecuting anyone in the Gwe Gwe case. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.